There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And this is hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Big news with Saquon Barkley. Giants and their running back agreed to terms. It's a one-year deal, still under the franchise tag, worth up to $11 million. So he got a little bit of a bump. And he gets a $2 million signing bonus. I believe that is included in the $11 million. So he's coming in, and he'll be at training camp. There are some incentives in there as well. The incentives, a deal includes $1 million in incentives with an equal amount paid for 1,300 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns, and 65 receptions. It's a win for the Giants. I don't know if it's a win for Saquon Barkley, but I don't know what other leverage he had. And he didn't strike me as somebody who was going to sit out, so he's going to report to the Giants. We'll talk to Chris Sims of Football Night America, also Pro Football Talk Live. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. Talk to him about the situation with the running backs. Josh Jacobs has left the building. He's not in Vegas, not showing up for the Raiders camp. Zach Martin, great offensive lineman for the Cowboys. He's not showing up either. We'll talk to Brian Harmon, just won the Open Championship in an hour from now. And Fritzy has tracked down Steve Young, the elusive Steve Young. Scrambled yesterday, got away from the rush, and avoided us. But Fritzy tracked him down. He'll join us a little bit later on. Trade deadline in 1 week. The only news I've seen is John Morosi, MLB Network. He mentioned the Diamondbacks and the Orioles have done their due diligence with at least kicking the tires on, is Shohei Ohtani going to be available? John was first to report that they were willing to listen to offers. Don't know if anybody's making an offer for Shohei Ohtani, but Baltimore, Arizona, both in the thick of the pennant races here. Baltimore's been one of the more pleasant surprises. Could you see him at Camden Yards with the warehouse out there? That'd be fun. Yeah, just that'd be the Ohtani warehouse out there, because he'd wear it out. Oh, you see what I did with that, Ton?
Bloop, bloop.
Thank you, Ton.
You got it.
By the way, the bloop, bloop t-shirt is available. And we got some new t-shirts available. And go to danpatrick.com. If you signed up for the newsletter, as I told you to do, if you hadn't already done it, if you wanted the Watermelon Tailgate Moonshine, it was available yesterday if you were on the newsletter. We don't have it anymore. It goes quickly, and we'll let you know with the next batch of moonshine. Will probably be at the end of the summer. We'll keep you up to date on that. I want to thank our friends, our new partners, Keeper's Heart. They are largely responsible for us being able to go to Dublin coming up at the end of August. Keeper's Heart, new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. This is award-winning stuff. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Ask for it. Keeper's Heart. Please drink responsibly. Poll question for hour two. We do have a quiz. The number of coaches fired mid-season last year. And a Barbie review by Marvin. Went yesterday. All right, Seton.
We went with, if my kid were a star high school running back, would you stay the course or switch positions? This might be a little recency bias, but right now 55% would have their kid switch positions. Mm. Makes sense, though. I mean, if you're forecasting a bit.
Yeah, I think I would look at bigger picture, be good in high school, maybe get a scholarship in college, maybe then after that, but get the scholarship. Have somebody pay for your education. And if you get a chance in the NFL, great. If not, you get a free education. And if you're if that's what you're really good at as a running back, I'd have no problem. You know, if you want to try to switch later, but it feels like cornerbacks and running backs have about a five-year window. Marcus Peters was on his way to being a Hall of Famer. I think he was Pro Bowl. I think he was all pro, maybe three out of his first 4 years.
Yeah, when he started in Kansas City, Marcus Peters in 2015, 8 picks, 2 touchdowns, rookie of the defensive rookie of the year, second team all pro, Pro Bowl, second year all pro. He had 3 all pros in his first 5 years.
Okay.
He was cooking. Led the league in interceptions a couple times.
And I think he's got over 30 interceptions his first 4 years.
Yeah.
Where is he going to now?
Raiders.
Okay.
But it's the guy's 29.
Yeah.
A little injured last year, a little the year before. And
he's just well, it's like Josh Norman. Remember, Josh Norman was a thing with Odell Beckham Jr. the third. It just felt like, you know, that guy's great. And then all of a sudden it's like, where'd Josh Norman go? You know, those Darrell Revis, you know, defensive backs, that just doesn't happen anymore. But it feels like the cornerback has become that sort of running back of, and let me use you for 5 years and then be done with you.
In 2015, yeah. Josh Norman was first team all pro.
Yeah.
Two interceptions for touchdowns. He was a big star with Carolina. Signed the big deal with Washington, never made another Pro Bowl.
Yeah. Who are some of the other, who's going to the Hall of Fame defensive backs? Do we have anybody... trying to think recently where you go, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Marv.
Besides Revis, Richard Sherman, maybe?
Yeah. Is Sherman going to go?
He'll be close.
Yeah, I don't know what the numbers are. And now that he's in the media, that always helps. But, I mean, that was just a great defense. Is Richard Sherman a Hall of Famer?
Patrick Peterson? I think he's going.
Yeah.
His first half of his career was really great.
But I don't know what it takes. If I say the first half of your career you were great, is that enough for you to be a Hall of Famer? Or are we grading on a curve when it comes to certain positions? Yeah, Marv.
I think it's got to be injuries. Injuries has to stop you.
Okay.
A la Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
Like not you just sign a big contract, Josh Norman style. And just fall off. Not like that.
Like Patrick Peterson, drafted by the Cardinals in 2011, 7 out of 7 Pro Bowls to start his career.
Yeah.
Okay. He laid down.
But how many all pros?
3.
Okay.
Which is, that means you're on the cusp.
That's the difference. You can go to the Pro Bowl, but if you're an all pro, then that's different. Who's our defensive back with the Rams? Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Is he? You know, he was great.
I mean, he's got to be close.
Right?
I got Jalen Ramsey, 3-time All-Pro.
Okay.
6-time Pro Bowler, and he's only 28 years old.
Yeah, but it feels like you get old at that position at 28, 29. It's like Richard Sherman said he knew it was time to retire. I think he was trying to cover Devontae Smith, and he realized, I can't cover this guy. He's too fast. But I don't know what the window is where you look at a defensive back and go, I mean, it used to be with a running back, if you got to 10,000 yards, you were going into the Hall of Fame. That might be the case again, given the running back position. Yeah, Paul.
Stephon Gilmore seems like he did enough work.
Mm-hmm.
Well-respected yeah. guy. He
won, too. He won some Super Bowls. I think winning helps.
His career kind of started slow. He was a good player in Buffalo, then really hit his peak in New England.
Mm. Yeah, Marv.
Asante Samuel. He's got a ton of interceptions.
Well,
on that,
but he could have one more.
He could. I was going to bring it up, but he could.
He could trade like 30 for that one.
Yeah. I got the most rushing yards this season, according to DraftKings. You guys want to take a guess which running backs will have the most yards because Saquon Barkley's now in camp? What kind of year do they expect, according to DraftKings? Todd, I'll start with you. Running back rushing yards this season.
Assuming he doesn't hold out, he's got a big chip on his shoulder. I'm going to give it to Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is not on the list.
Whoa.
Seton O'Connor.
Chubb?
Yes. Yes, Seton's got a Chubb. Nick Chubb. Second on the list surprised me a little bit.
Justin Fields.
Jonathan Taylor. No. Oh. Jonathan Taylor. Then Derrick Henry. Bijan Robinson. And then Saquon Barkley.
All right, Bijan.
Yeah. Most rushing yards for a quarterback, it's Justin Fields. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Anthony Richardson, and then Daniel Jones. Odds to have the most passing touchdowns this season. Patrick Mahomes will take him off the board.
Man, that's a compliment.
We'll take Joe Burrow off the board. We'll take Josh Allen off the board. Aaron Rodgers is next.
Oh.
And then Justin Herbert. Just some DraftKings odds there for you. A couple of phone calls. And coaches fired midseason. It's a quiz that nobody asked for, but Paulie's going to give it to us. And how many coaches were fired midseason?
Last year, there were three.
Okay.
Can you name the three coaches that were fired?
All right.
One people want to go on real early.
Matt
Rhule.
Rhule.
Matt Rhule, Carolina's one of them.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Did I take yours, Marvin?
No, Nathaniel Hackett.
Ooh.
How you beat Fritz on
Wow.
That.
Todd.
Should have had that one.
Yeah, you should have.
I try to pretend that never happened in the first place.
Yeah. All right. And then the other coach fired midseason.
Frank Reich.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say Frank Reich.
How many coaches have been fired midseason?
I thought you were going to give us a clue.
No, I want to get over it.
I started with how many. Said three have been fired.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. And then you said Frank Reich, and I go, oh, well, that's not the clue. That's the answer.
This quiz had enough time, enough air time. I'm aware. How many coaches have been fired midseason since 2000?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Memmi.
27.
37.
Oh, I had a typo.
Don't you have trouble at the start of a season picturing a coach? By the way, 2021, two coaches were fired, and both basically for cause. Urban Meyer and John Gruden, midseason firings.
Yeah.
Big money hirings, big money firings.
Yeah. And that's your coaches fired midseason quiz. Brought to you by...
We love misery.
LinkedIn. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my phone call. I have a little thought on Northwestern, but I don't know how I follow up the coaches fired midseason game show, but I do have the other game show that America's loving is Perplex the Prince. So I have a question for Marvin the Prince.
Oh,
well. See if he knows the answer. Maybe this week he wants to phone a friend, though. So it has to do with San Francisco 49er quarterbacks. There are three of them that have had more than 200 TDs for the franchise. Of course, two are Joe Montana and Steve Young. He named the third quarterback that has 200 franchise TDs for his 49ers.
John Brody.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Dan, I knew you'd know this.
Oh.
That's from 1965 to 73. It was Perplex the Prince.
Oh, but my bad. Marvin, did you know John Brody?
It's John Brody.
Yeah, okay. Marvin knew it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I thought it was for the room. My bad.
No, this is a team.
Yeah. Well, it said Perplex the Prince, and then I was like, okay. And then that's your last name.
It is.
Perplexed. Rob in Washington. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind?
Hey there. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
6'1", 193. Hey, real quick, I just wanted to tell you and the Danettes, thanks. It's always... a pleasure to drive in every morning. You guys always crack me up. A question. You and your man cave have really cool, a bunch of cool memorabilia. And I was wondering, Would you ever think about putting, you know, an autographed photo or something kind of unique, like a signed copy of maybe the schedule for the day or something a little more obscure that other listeners would be able to buy?
Oh, nah, I don't want to do that. It feels like we ask you to invest in a lot of different things here. Yeah, Pauline.
I think if I remember right, for different things at the mothership, you used to sign SportsCenter scripts. I remember a couple of those went out.
I still have the script for episode 25,000, I think, that I did with Chris Berman and Bob Lee, maybe Stuart Scott. I kept that script. I have a couple of scripts. I have a couple of scripts that I kept from when I hosted the Super Bowl and a couple of Olympic scripts. Lily in Iowa. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering a couple things, but I am a woman, so I'm only 5'4". I was watching SportsCenter, and my question for you, Dan, is what was your favorite thing to do at ESPN?
My favorite thing to do? I love the excitement of a live TV show at 11 o'clock at night when you were getting the highlights and people were tuning in because they hadn't seen the highlights. So I would say that, Lily, that the 11 o'clock, that energy, and it was live, I never tired of that.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
All right. Well, thank you, Lily. The 6 o'clock, I didn't have that same kind of excitement when I was doing the early Sports Center. Not the same. You're not doing highlights. It'd be like Coors Light, six-pack of questions. Let's bring in John Clayton. John? Yes, Eden.
There was, well, I obviously never anchored Sports Center. I did get to work at night a bunch cutting highlights.
Yeah.
And it was pretty exciting because you were watching, like, I don't know, if it was baseball season, you would be assigned to four different games to watch at the same time. And, you know, there would be a home run or whatever. And you were just cutting audio as fast as possible, making sure that it was an exciting time of night to work.
Well, because you would get that highlight, cut the highlight. Let's say Ken Griffey Jr. homered. You would race to get that clipped so we could have it at the very end of the 11:58. It'd be like last commercial break. Oh, Mariners up 3-2. Boom. You show Ken Griffey hitting the highlight. Hitting the home run, and your highlight made air. It was a frenetic pace, but it was exciting. And
cool to be a part of the process, you know?
Because back then, no social media. You had to tune in to get the highlight of your team. And so you had that built-in audience. We were very lucky. When we come back, Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk will join us. We'll talk about the Saquon situation, Josh Jacobs situation, and a few other items NFL-related. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. King's Hawaiian, making Slider Sunday the next great weekly mealtime ritual. You don't have to wait till Sunday, but I do like that. Well, we get a head start usually on Friday and sometimes Saturday. And here is the recipe inspiration for this week. This is right up Todd's alley. No, maybe Seton. KingsHawaiian.com, you get recipe inspiration, jerk chicken sliders. Chicken cutlet, yeah, I know. Jerk seasoning.
Paul's jerk, a big jerk chicken guy.
Love it.
Jerk chicken sauce. Then your favorite coleslaw. And, of course, a beautiful pineapple ring. All served on the King's Hawaiian Original Sweet Slider Buns.
Heck yeah.
I can do without the pineapple, and I can do without the coleslaw.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. But it's, you know, it's my slider Sunday.
It's your slider. You don't have to have it on there if you don't want. There's no rules.
Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store. Pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off.
Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz. Available digital light technology. It's so smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV. He's the popular Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, former NFL quarterback, joining us on the program. Let me start with the Saquon Barkley deal. We like to have a who won and who lost. So can you give a win or a loss in this situation to anybody?
I don't know if you really can, Dan. You're right. I mean, you know, the Giants won. I guess I'm going to say they won. But I also think, like, Saquon Barkley won as well. Like, I sat here in this seat yesterday, you know, doing the show with Florio, doing my podcast a little later, banging the table for going, Saquon, don't do this. You know, one, I'm a Giants fan, but two, I'm a really big Saquon Barkley fan as a player and the person. He's done everything right. You know, the sit out a training camp, sit out a year, wait till next year thing, it never works. Right? You lose your craft. You lose your explosive ability that you never get back. So I'm just glad he got in there and he's getting his money. You're never going to get that back. He's got that. And yeah, the Giants win because he's the most explosive player on their offense and they got him back on the offense and back on the team here.
Any fallout that could affect other running backs?
Well, I mean, it's messed up the running back market. This is something I've been talking about really for quite some time.
But you know, did we get here, Chris? How did we get where they're so devalued that
right?
Yeah, you know.
It's a great question. You know, and you know, I think here would be the start of it, in my opinion. One, Mike Shanahan and the zone running system, right? That was the first time we went, whoa, this scheme, they get yards for everybody. Okay, it's 2,000 yards or Terrell Davis, but we can put Johnny, who the hell is this running back, and he gets 1,400 yards.
Wow.
So that, I think, was the start of it, right? Then, you know, you look at the last 20 years, the greatest team we saw in the sport for the last 20 years, they never had a marquee running back. They did there early with Corey Dillon, but then it went, you know, running back by committee through the rest of the Patriots dynasty, right? You look at the Chiefs, they've been to 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls. It's 3 different running backs, you know, in 3 of those Super Bowls. I think some of the high draft picks who have flamed out or bodies have gotten injured, bad contracts, Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, things like that. I think it all has kind of got us here to that moment. And last but most important, Dan, offensive coordinators have found ways to, you know, manipulate offense despite who the running back is, right? Hey, well, we got more wide receiver screens. We got another wide receiver screen. We got a tight end screen. We got a speed sweep. We got a reverse. We could put Deebo Samuel at tailback for a few plays. So they have found ways to make up for not having Adrian Peterson or some star stud at that position, and I think that's what's led us to where we are right now.
Is there any room on the hype train for the Jets or the Lions?
Well, the Jets, I will say I have less questions about the Jets. The Jets are more about, can they gel together? You know, can Aaron Rodgers and all the receivers get on the same page? And more about, you know, they're just, it's, I think I said to you in the spring, the AFC East is as good as I've ever seen it. I don't remember ever the AFC East, let alone the AFC in general, right? So I don't know where that's going to put them, but I think the hype should be real about them. There's not really many position groups you can look at their team and go, I'm not sure about that. The Lions, you know, they're the ones I'm a little bit more worried about. You know, one, I know the offense was good, but how good? Right, I know the offensive line's good. I still question Jared Goff to a degree. It's easy to put up a lot of points and yards when you know your defense is just going to let points and yards up all the time, and you're kind of always in a shootout. And then, of course, the defense, yeah, got questions about them as well. They were last in football last year. So, you know, the Lions are the team that I worry maybe a little bit more than the Jets about handling the limelight and the all the attention here.
How does it go wrong for the Jets?
I think, you know, get out of the gates poorly, right? Got a tough schedule. I mean, they certainly could be sitting there going, whoa, we're 1-2, we're 1-3. You know, you have that. Rodgers gets dinged up a little bit, right? Then all the naysayers, oh, why did we trade for him? And, dude, give them all the compensation, and it just all starts to pile on. That's how I would kind of look at it to go south, right? I don't expect it to, but I think that would be one way I would see it happening.
Talking to Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, former NFL quarterback, contributes to Football Night in America. The Packers, I think, are on record saying that they're going to give Jordan Love sort of half the season to figure out what they have. Shouldn't they know what they have with Jordan Love before you're going to say, I got eight or nine games?
Yeah, I mean, I think they know to a degree. There's expectations, there's optimism, but, you know, as you know, Dan, right? I mean, you just don't really know until it's the week in, week out grind. Ooh, teams have figured out what we're doing on offense and what Jordan Love likes to throw. What's going to be the next adjustment? Ooh, we had 2 or 3 weeks of not very good offensive play, and everybody in the national media and the Green Bay media is all over Jordan Love. How is he going to handle that?
How many times, as many camps as you were in, did you look at a quarterback and then it didn't translate into success on the field, or vice versa, where you go, oh my God, I thought this guy was going to be so great, or I didn't realize he was going to be so great? Can you detect how good a quarterback's going to be by being around him for a couple of years in practice?
You definitely can. You can pick up a lot from that. You know, one, the talent itself, and I think Jordan Love has that talent. I think he's got a lot of the mannerisms and, you know, the personality like we see, where he seems to be very even keeled. They know that too, right? So I think there's and so all of that, yes, you can look at that and go, hey, I think we got something here, right? It's kind of what Atlanta's doing with Desmond Ridder. They don't know, but they're going, wait, we like a lot of the things this guy's made of, so we're going to give it a shot here and see if we can go with it. The Packers situation's a little different, yes, right? But yeah, I still think it goes back to, okay, right, all right, we like all these things, but now it's getting, you know, tough, and the season's getting tough, and we've gone through some tough times. Is he going to be able to handle it? He's made some bad mistakes the last two games. Is he going to come out in game three and now be gun shy, or is he going to come out and be able to play his game, or is it going to be totally affected and not be the same? So I think those are the things you got to get answered. I don't think you can really answer them until, you know, you get through the thick and thin of the NFL season a little bit.
Justin Fields has a goal of 4,000 passing yards.
That's a big goal.
Who's he throwing to?
Well, you know, when Darnell Mooney gets back healthy, he can go, right? Chase Claypool has superstar traits.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's – well, yeah, it's the other stuff with Chase Claypool. It's the immaturity off the field and some of that stuff. But, like, when I tell you an Adonis of Adonises, Dan Patrick, like, Chase Claypool, one of those guys, if he walked in your studio, you'd be like, holy crap, that's Chase Claypool, right? And he can fly. And then DJ Moore is a superstar. If DJ Moore is not on the Carolina Panthers the last few years, he is, you know, considered one of the top receivers, at least for my money. So I'm excited for that pairing there. They drafted the kid versus Jones last year in the draft. They got Cole Kmet at tight end. So there's some things to work with there. But, yeah, his big question is, can he stand in the pocket and make good throw after good throw consistently with the decisions that go and that are needed to be had? That's the thing we need to see from Justin Fields this year in year three.
OBJ says that this could be his last year.
I don't buy it.
Is this attention? Did he pick up on what I was laying down to get attention, talking about retirement with my career, and he decided that he was going to one-up me?
Well, I mean, you know, when Dan Patrick speaks, we all try to jump off of Dan Patrick. I mean, you've set the standard for coolness out there, right? So, right? I think OBJ... I know him a little bit through his years here in New York and got a chance to spend some time with him in an interview in Cleveland and the Rams and stuff like that. The passion for the sport is so real and intense that I think what he went through the last year or two, as he said, was, you know, a huge blow to his soul. You know, this is a guy that, again, he wasn't just like here to be, oh, I'm a good receiver and I'm going to make some money in the NFL. This is a guy that, like, I talked to in year two of his career, Nick. He was flat out, I want to be the best receiver in the history of football, and was on that trajectory. So I would say he has a positive year here. They're going to win some games. Baltimore is going to be good. He has good stats. That's going to reinvigorate that love, and he's going to go, wait, what the hell else am I going to do if I don't play football? I can still run 4-3 and be the man out here. So I don't buy it once we get going.
I was talking about defensive backs. Who's a Hall of Famer? Who's a recent retiree Hall of Famer? Who is maybe a Hall of Famer in waiting at the defensive back position?
Okay, that's a good question. You're catching me on the fly here. But all right, so here's one that I got for you that I don't know if people put that. Aqib Talib would be a DB that I would say he's a Hall of Famer for my money.
Okay,
Aqib Talib, what he did for the Broncos, helping them win a Super Bowl, helped the Patriots win a Super Bowl. Right. I was in Tampa Bay when we drafted him. He was literally, Dan, a day one, first day of training camp, like, holy crap, he's matching up against the number one receiver and not just like doing okay, like he's dominating practice and got two interceptions our first training camp practice. So to me, and he's one of those guys you just go, hey, you got him all game long. That would be one that just jumps off, you know, my mind right off the bat. You know, Jalen Ramsey, of course, is headed that way, I think. There's probably some other guys I'm missing, too. I'm choking under the pressure. But
Stephon Gilmore?
Gilmore, I think, is going to be, yes. I think he will be in that conversation as well. No doubt about it, yeah. I think he will be when it's all said and done.
We know that quarterbacks would stay away from Revis, Deion Sanders. Did you have a DB that you purposely stayed away from?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't play enough. I wasn't good enough to always do with that. I was in a lot of meetings where they were telling the starting quarterback not to do that, right? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's right. If I get in there, I'm not throwing at him. Don't worry. but I can tell you Champ Bailey in practice, and when I was with the Denver Broncos, would scare the crap out of me. I mean, he had great intellect. He had great acceleration. He can mess with your mind. So that was always scary. Nnamdi Asomugha in his prime, with the Raiders, we were getting ready to play them. Josh McDaniels, the Denver Broncos, on that football team. He literally told us on a Tuesday when we had a quarterback meeting, he just said, just if Namde's over here, we're throwing over here. We're not doing it. It's not worth it. So that was probably like the biggest one in my day as far as the one I had a face off of that scared me for sure.
Good to talk to you as always, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Be good. Say hi to the guys. See you, Dan.
It's Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live, co-host with Mike Florio. You can see that show. It precedes ours on Peacock. Michael in Iowa. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, 5'8", 160. I wanted to weigh in on this defensive back Hall of Fame conversation.
Okay.
I think it's a big piece of it. And I'm interested to hear your interpretation. The rules regarding the quarterback, I think, is a big piece that's been missing here in a lot of the national conversation. And with the running back as well, I think that when you had a guy in the past like Ray Lewis who could scream down the middle on a blitz and take the quarterback out and not worry about the penalty that's going to come with it, and then Ed Reed can kind of track that ball in the air and pick it off and take it back for a touchdown, regardless of if he's going to hit the defenseless receiver that might be in his way, that those types of plays, I think, have been taken out of the game with the rules. And I think
I think that there's certain positions that aren't as necessary as they used to be. You know, the middle linebacker, you needed him. Defense has funneled everything to the middle linebacker. That's why he was in on all these tackles. But would Ray Lewis be playing another position? Would Brian Urlacher be playing another position? Those feel like the last of the Hall of Fame linebackers. Fred Warner with the Niners is a wonderful player. I don't know if he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I think, you know, there's certain positions with, you know, the influx of all the passing attempts and yards here. A defensive back can get more interceptions because you're passing so much. Your edge rushers can get more sacks. So certain positions are going to benefit because of the new rules. Kyle in Newport. Hey, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. A 6 foot and a teeming 225. I got to know, is there a succession plan with you retiring in 4.5 years? The show must go on.
Yeah.
Can the show keep rolling with Meathead, James Vanderbeek, Ross Tucker, or maybe even who you just had on the show, Chris Sims, or someone in-house? And is Fritzy going to go work for either Jim Rome or Colin Coward?
No, Fritzy's loyal. He's not going anywhere. There's no succession plan. This isn't like the TV show Succession. Yes, Eden.
Well, that's the funny thing about the Dan Patrick show is that when there's no Dan Patrick, the show must not go on. It doesn't continue on.
That said, marketing people say the name has a good brand. We'd love to keep the name no matter who's like.
Yeah, you could have, you know, the Dan Patrick show featuring.
Feet.
Yes, Todd.
I guess the side question would be, with this studio set up and such a lovely studio, do you see this being used by anyone after the Dan Patrick show?
I don't think so.
Or just close up shop altogether and no one would ever use this really facility?
Well, I don't know if no one will ever use it. Doesn't have to be that drastic. Somebody may. I don't know.
That's probably the number one comment getting so far.
Is this going to get used?
What's going on with the studio then?
I'm just going to keep it. I'll probably just come here every day and maybe I'll do a fantasy camp where I'll bring in broadcasters and they can like shoot hoops. They can grill out with the Traeger grills. We can do a broadcast here, maybe a podcast.
Like a Dan Patrick show experience.
Yeah.
You'll sit there.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, hey, Tim, what's the poll question today?
Yeah,
this is what it was like.
Yeah. Paul.
Yeah, Full Sail North, the northern campus of Full Sail.
Yeah.
You know, you have little dorms out back?
No. We're not going to have a sleepover camp.
They would love it.
Full Sail University, yes. The northern branch. Let's take a break
here. You like watching puppies?
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Let's take a break. breaking news that has to do with LeBron James and his son. I'll have that for you coming up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
I saw this story about 10 minutes ago. We wanted to follow up to make sure that if there are any other sources that we could talk to. TMZ Sports is reporting, and Shams Charania, that LeBron James's son, Bronny, was rushed to a hospital after suffering cardiac arrest during a basketball workout. This was yesterday. He was practicing and suffered cardiac arrest. This is according to a spokesperson for LeBron James's family telling TMZ Sports. Medical staff able to treat Bronny, taking to the hospital, now in stable condition, no longer in ICU. We ask for respect and privacy for the James family, and we will update media when there is more information. The spokesperson continues, saying LeBron and Savannah, LeBron's wife, wish to publicly send their deepest thanks and appreciation to the USC medical and athletic staff for their incredible work and dedication to the safety of their athletes. Sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ Sports a 911 call was made at 9:26 a.m. Monday from USC's Galen Center. That's where the team plays and practices, and that LeBron James's son was unconscious and taken by ambulance to the hospital. According to TMZ sources, they said it was a code 3. Code 3 means that the ambulance lights and sirens are on, which signified the seriousness of the emergency. So once again, Bronny James is in the hospital, no longer in ICU. He is in stable condition, suffering a cardiac arrest. We'll keep an eye on this. Any other information we can bring you, the fact that they were able to keep this quiet for 20 hours is pretty remarkable. But Bronny working out, and LeBron and his wife sending out their deepest thanks and appreciation. USC acting upon that to get him to the hospital. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. I always go back. I was working a Sunday night sports center, and Hank Gathers, this is when Loyola Marymount was the story in college basketball, their style of play, Bo Kimball and Paul Westhead. They had fun, and I remember we were going to get highlights of Loyola Marymount. I don't think the game was televised, but we had a cameraman out there, freelance cameraman, and he focused on Hank Gathers after a made basket and Hank backed up and then collapsed right in front of us. And, you know, we had to treat it like it was, that was a news story. It wasn't a basketball story. Now, these aren't highlights. This is where you're watching Hank Gathers die. And, you know, you didn't have the defibrillator. You didn't have all the medical staff there, people being trained in this. And, you know, that's, I just remember you're, you know, you gear up for a show and you have a rundown. And then all of a sudden, hey, we're going to get highlights of Loyola Marymount. All of a sudden, you're getting video of a game where Hank collapses. And Hank was, you know, one of the best players in the country. That'd be a first-round draft pick. And you just see him kind of back up, stumble, fall. And I remember Chris Myers was the reporter, and Chris did such a great job because he wasn't planning on covering that story. Next thing you know, he's going to the hospital to cover Hank Gathers fighting for his life. But those things, you know, they happen right in front of us. Damar Hamlin, you know, that's right in front of us, national TV. And at the time, I thought that maybe he got hit in the chest. And maybe, if, you know, did he get the wind knocked out of him? And that turned out that that was what happened. He got hit in the chest, and all of a sudden, irregular heartbeat, and he's down. And then when you see players, when players will take a knee, or when they're trying to shield the player, there's a difference. You take a knee, somebody could be banged up, got the wind knocked out of them, but when they... you know, they get closer and they realize, or you can just see the facial expressions, then you know it's serious. At the time, we didn't know. And the fact that the ambulance doesn't take off, and we later found this out, it won't take off until he's been stabilized, because you can't have that ambulance rocking back and forth when you're trying to put a needle in somebody, give them an IV, whatever you're trying to give them, administer, you know, your services to them. But he's dying right there in front of you. Don't realize it. Hank Gathers, when you're watching it, at the time I didn't realize it, but then when you watch it later on, when you understand the severity of it, and you're watching somebody die right in front of you. They brought Damar Hamlin back to life. But with Hank, and, you know, we had been given a heads up. He'd been given a heads up on his heart condition. But, and so... I mean, Bronny's 18 years of age, going to USC, bright future, obviously. And we'll keep an eye on any updates that will emerge from this. But hopefully that update will be that he's able to get out of the hospital. No need to speculate on coming back from cardiac arrest. But we've seen this before quite a few times with basketball. You know, Reggie Lewis with the Celtics. I mean, you're just going... you're watching somebody die in front of you. Coming up next hour, Steve Young will join us, and Brian Harman, the Open champion, will join us coming up as well. How about an update on the poll results there, Seton?
Yeah, Dad, we threw up this hour. Saquon Barkley won or lost?
Yeah.
Right now, 69% of the audience have him losing.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to have a new poll question for the final hour?
Yeah,
Any thoughts there?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, we can try to make it a little more positive, which means Todd's are out. So those were certainly...
yeah, Todd's skewing negative. Go surprise, you know, but big surprise there.
I'm usually a pretty positive guy.
Oh, I got to get Marvin's Barbie review as well. We got to... all the serious things there that...
Hour three is usually a very serious hour for us.
Let's try to add a little levity if we can here. Obviously, with what's happened with LeBron James's son. But Steve Young will join us, and Brian Harman, back from Royal Liverpool. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. 2 hours in the books on this Tuesday, final hour on the way right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.